gentlemen of the press, good afternoon to all of you. We, the leaders of SPLM, SPLA-IO, from Greater Equatoria and Western Barangazal states, have called for this press conference for the following reasons. We are extremely horrified by the indiscriminate attacks and burning of villages carried out by government forces. The heinous acts are accentuated by massive displacements, many killings of civilians, raping of women, looting of property, including food items. These are acts of gross human rights violation, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. To date, the following villages have endured atrocities inflicted by government forces. In Western Barangazal State, Wau County, government forces, helped by tribal militias, burnt down villages including Momoi, Ngomba, Ngabu, Bagari, Farajala, Gisa, Tadu, Natabu. This is as reported as of 8th February 2016, and the atrocities are still continuing. In Western Equatoria State, Maridi County, in the morning of the 10th of this month, government forces moved out of Maridi and attacked Meke village, located 15 kilometers southeast of the town. They burnt down houses of the local population and looted their harvest. An adult woman and a child were killed in the attack. The whole village is now displaced and are hiding in the bushes. Mundri East County, on the 11th of this month, government forces moved out of their base in Lanyi and attacked the village of Lozok, killing an unknown number of civilians and displacing the entire population to the bush. All houses have been set on fire by the government forces. The agricultural harvest of the local population has been looted. Also on the 15th of this month, villages attacked and burnt by government forces are Medewi, Bari, Kedida, Lui in Mundri West County, Kivi, Midi, Loso, and Mambe. As we speak, fighting is ongoing in Bari. In Mundri West County, after attacking Bari Payam on the 10th of February at 10 p.m. and occupying it, the government forces have advanced towards Garia village. They burnt down the entire village and killed 67 children on their way to Garia. The attack on Bari has impeded distribution of food to the IDPs, and once again, massive displacement of civilians has occurred. As a result, the World Food Program has moved the trucks carrying the food to Inamis camp, compound in Mundri town. It's now clear that the government is intentionally denying humanitarian assistance from reaching the civilian population. In Volo County, on the 11th of this month, Dari Payam and Bagari village were attacked by the government forces. There are reports of civilian death, massive displacement, burning of houses, and looting of foodstuff. The attacks on the four above-mentioned counties of Western Equatoria State were carried out simultaneously. At the time of writing this report, we have been informed that the government has intensified its offensive in the village around those counties. On the 12th of this month, in Izo County, government forces attacked our base in Izo County, resulting into massive displacement of people in the surrounding villages. Unknown number of civilians were wounded during this aggression and foodstuff looted. In Yambio County, on the 12th of this month, the government forces attacked Rirangu Payam and burnt many houses and looted the foodstuff of the civilian population. In Central Equatoria State, this report is as of September of last year. In Wandruba Payam, government forces, including commandos, have been terrorizing the entire Wandruba Payam. The government forces burnt many villages, killed many civilians, looted shops and government institutions. The entire civilian population of Ondru Bapayam has been displaced. The same government forces prevented fact-finding mission from visiting Katigiri. ANMIS was also blocked from reaching Katigiri. As we speak, government forces continue to burn villages in Ondru Bapayam. Not only do they kill civilians, but also deny humanitarian assistance to displaced population. In Lobono Payam, government forces and armed pastoralists, who are actually soldiers, attacked and burned many houses, killing many civilians. The entire population in Lobono Payam lives under fear. Northern Bari Payam, government forces attacked SPLM-IO cantonment sites. These are areas where we, the SPLM-IO, are supposed to be during this peace process. And at the same time, the government forces burnt many homes. The entire population of the Payam is terrorized. In Eastern Equatoria State, Magui County, from the 20th of January, government forces have been deployed within civilian areas. In Abara Center, they have been harassing and intimidating the civil population, looting and robbing their property. Women were forced to grind looted grain to feed the forces. There is widespread case of sexual abuse in Maji and Abara villages. In Ikotos County, on the 9th of February, the government forces attacked the village of Lobwaya and Irohom villages, located in Imotong Payam, burning homesteads, foodstuff, and killed many people. Livestock were reported looted and slaughtered. Civilians have deserted the villages and fled to the surrounding mountains. Government forces are responsible for the massive displacement and human suffering in the area. It is clear the government forces are bent on inflicting maximum sufferings on the civilian populations in Equatoria and Western Barragazal. This is evident from the indiscriminate killings, burning of villages, and the looting of property, including foodstuff. We request the government of South Sudan to stop its troop from inflicting unnecessary sufferings on a section of its people. We want peace to prevail in South Sudan. We affirm our commitment in the agreement on the resolution of conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. We take this opportunity to alert IGAD, IGAD partners, AU, Troika, the UN Security Council, and all other signatories to the agreement on the resolution of conflict in the Republic of South Sudan that another human tragedy is manifesting itself in Greater Equatoria and Western Barragazal. These aforementioned bodies should bring pressure to bear on the government of South Sudan to halt forthwith the brutal treatment of civilians. We call upon all the institutions as per the agreement on the resolution of conflict in the Republic of South Sudan to investigate into the human catastrophe carried out by government forces so that those responsible are made accountable for their acts.